On the line with us today is our Deputy Commissioner of Agriculture for the state of Oklahoma, Blaine Arthur. We're talking with Blaine today about the proposed rule on control of feral swine in the state of Oklahoma, a rule that's just been issued by the department, a draft rule. It'll go through a public comment period still, and then some final vote by the State Board of Agriculture. But Blaine, some strong statements it looks like being made in this proposed rule regarding the desire of the state to get rid of feral swine.
Ron, that is correct. You know, we have some strong language there at the beginning of those proposed rules in regards to the purpose of the rules, and, you know, want to clarify for everyone that the real goal of the agency is to eradicate feral swine from the state of Oklahoma. There are a lot of new language in these proposed rules that hopefully will start slowly working us towards that goal over the next few years.
Blaine, a couple of things jumped out at me, and kind of the top of the list was this feral swine-free zone. That is new, something that the department is looking at, right?
That is something that is brand new. We have had multiple discussions with our ag commodity group members, with those individuals who are involved in the hunting and trapping, and even have sporting facilities for these feral swine, and so lots of discussion trying to kind of visit with everyone involved. And this feral swine free zone is a new thing for this year, and we feel like this zone, which is, you know, primarily located in the northwestern portion of the state of Oklahoma, that's a part of the state that we have the fewest number of feral swine, and our goal really is to keep swine out of that area if we don't already have them in some of that counties, and ultimately totally eradicate at least that specific zone, get all the feral swine out of that zone. So making that kind of a target as a portion of the state to do that. And as you know, Ron, that's also a part of the state where we have a lot of our commercial swine operations, and that's another part of our interest in all this discussion is making sure that we're protecting our commercial swine herds while we're getting rid of the feral hogs.
It seems like as you read the details of the feral swine free zone and some of the other regulations under this proposed rule, a lot of attention being given to transportation or trying to really clamp down on transportation of these animals. Is that right?
That is correct. Our one concern that we have heard voiced from many individuals is that hogs, of course, can move themselves within the state, and some have done that. But a real significant issue is hogs being transported by trailer or otherwise and then released into other parts of the state. If that's for someone that maybe wants to hunt them on their property where they didn't have them, that is a very, very significant concern for us, and we don't want that to be happening. So that's as you follow along that language and you see some of those changes as far as transporters licenses and what was once a 5-year license, we're proposing to make that an annual license. All of those changes are kind of following along with we want documentation of who's moving these hogs, how they're moving them, where they're being offloaded, how that's being done, so that humans are not increasing the rapid movement of the feral hogs.
The language talks about a 24-hour permit regarding transportation. Again, this seems like we're really clamping down on how and how long animals actually can be in transport.
It is. We are, and this is going to be something that's going to be a little bit of a change for folks and something new for people, but we're wanting there to be a way to track those individuals. So if you're going to decide if you are moving hogs, you're going to have that permit from the department in order to do that. And you've got to have that transporter's license. And reason being for that is we don't want these hogs moving. And I think many producers who have hogs on their place or who have had issues with hogs, you know, they don't want anyone moving them any more than they can do on their own. And that's why all the steps of these rules is really focusing on really tightening down on that movement and requiring some extra steps for individuals who are going to want to do that. And if they follow all of that process and those steps in the way proposed in those rules, and they can go on about their intent of taking these hogs hopefully to a slaughter facility or to one of the licensed hunting facilities.
One of the area that the rule actually goes into a lot of detail on are sporting facilities, and it seems like it's a very strong statement from the department that you're saying going forward, no new licenses for sporting facilities for feral swine here in the state of Oklahoma.
That is a strong statement. We feel there are several sporting facilities located here in the state of Oklahoma, and they need feral hogs for their operations to continue. We feel like there are quite a few of those out there in the state right now, as far as feral hogs, and we are just saying we don't want any additional sporting facilities. Several other states don't allow for sporting facilities. There has been discussions that in some ways the sporting facilities can at times drive the population of the feral hogs because they've got to have them in order to run their operation. So there's a moratorium in place on licensing of any new sporting facilities currently, and just going to put, in rules, they will in the future, if these proposed rules were stay the way they are and be approved by the board, would say no additional licensing, new licensing of sporting facilities.
As far as this proposed rule is concerned, Blaine, how do these proposals stack up against what's being done right now in neighboring states when it comes to the problem with feral swine?
Arkansas specifically, Arkansas has outlawed any of the sporting facilities, any of the hunting type operations there in Arkansas, and I think their goal is to ideally get rid of the hogs there in their state. Kansas has much stricter regulations than we do in Oklahoma in regards to feral swine. Texas has a variety of different regulations, everything from having to castrate boars if they're captured and different ways of identifying the hogs. And so everyone, I think every state is coming at it in a different way, in a different approach. But I would also venture to say that the majority of the states, especially states that surround us, especially states that agriculture is a major driver of the economy, hogs are not a good thing for production agriculture. And they're trying to find different ways and solutions to protect those producers that are growing our food and fiber every day from this nuisance.
This is a proposed rule, a draft, if you want to call it that. I know there's a comment period coming up and then some final decisions to be made by the Department of Agriculture. Walk us through that procedure, Blaine.
Certainly. These are proposed rules, so they are not final. So technically, it's still a draft document. The board or the department will be accepting comments starting January 16th of 2016. Those can be they can either be emailed in to the agency, they can be written and mailed into the agency. The final day for written comments will be February 17th of 2016, and that is the same day that we will have our public hearing. That hearing will be held here at the Department of Agriculture in our boardroom at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That is an opportunity for any individual to come in and give their comments regarding these proposed rules. Those comments will all be recorded and taken into consideration. Then all of those comments will be looked at, potential for these proposed rules to have some changes and amendments depending on what those comments are. And then our Board of Agriculture will actually have a vote on the final rules at our March board meeting.
Deputy Commissioner of Agriculture for the state of Oklahoma, Blaine Arthur, visiting with us about rules on feral swine. The department's goal, they say, under these proposed rules is to render the state of Oklahoma free of feral swine. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.